The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. In Mark's Gospel, encounters with women usually signify turning points in Jesus' ministry. Here, a conversation with a Syrophoenician woman marks the beginning of his mission to the Gentiles. Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon toward the Sea of Galilee, in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears. He spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one, but the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Most folks enjoy the children's sermon when we have them here at the church, and since we don't have one this morning, I thought maybe I would get all of us involved for just a short time here in the sermon this morning. I need you to help me with this. All right, I need all the men to put their hands over their ears. Okay? And I need all of the women, and this is the tough part, put your hands over your mouth. Okay, without removing your hands, what I need you to do is greet one another this morning. Tell each other good morning. Now, I have to admit, you do look as ridiculous as you feel. In our gospel lesson this morning, Jesus heals a man who is deaf and also mute, cannot speak. It's tough having impediments of one sort or another. And many of us do have impediments. Maybe it is a speech impediment. Maybe as a child you had a speech impediment, but either through medical help or maybe just through some speech therapy, you're able to speak once again. Or maybe somewhere along the line you've had some sort of disease that has affected your throat or your tongue. And not able to speak so well anymore. Or as we get older, we're not able to get that air into our lungs to be able to project our voices, or even particularly during singing, not able to sing as well as we did as when we were younger. Or maybe it's a hearing impediment, just can't hear very well at all. I know at some point in my life, I probably will go deaf or lose a lot of my hearing. It runs in my family. I know we'd go visit Grandpa sometimes, and if you catch him at the right time, say at news time, the TV would be on, and you could actually hear that TV before you got out of the car. He had it that loud, and there was no way he was going to hear a doorbell or hear a knock on the door, and as you go in, you just hope you didn't startle him when he finally saw that you were there. My father, too, was starting to lose his hearing as well. We had to, if we were going to have a conversation with him, we had to learn to speak a little bit louder and slower and more clear. And he was frustrated a lot of times because he could not hear the children with their higher-pitched voices and softer voices. He missed out on a lot of conversations, and it did frustrate him. You can imagine how frustrated this man was here in our gospel story today. He could neither hear nor could he speak. He didn't have much of a life. Nobody would hire him. Who would hire anybody who could not communicate? Many people probably thought he was stupid or dumb because he couldn't communicate. He was reduced to begging on the street or just living off of whatever his family could provide for him. And on top of that, then, in that day and time, diseases or impediments or injuries or accidents, those kind of things were seen as punishments coming from God for some sort of sin that a person did or that the person's family did. And so he was an outcast. He was not able to go into the temple or the synagogue for worship. And on top of that, then, I'm sure that he was ridiculed. People can be very cruel to other people that are different from them. I know when I was growing up, I had a classmate by the name of John. And John, when he was born, had water on the brain. They didn't expect John to live to be 20 years old. And so there in junior high, John grew up to be a big guy. In junior high, he was 6 foot tall and 220 pounds plus. He was twice the size, if not three times the size, of most of the junior high students. And he was a bit slow physically. He could not move real fast. He'd kind of shuffle along, but he was extremely strong. But people were cruel. The kids would taunt him many times. People thought that since he was physically slow, that he was also mentally slow. But for those of us who knew John, he was actually fairly sharp. He had a sharp mind. There was nothing wrong with his brain. But people were cruel. They would pick on him. They even had a nickname for him. They called him Boob because he moved kind of slow and was kind of goofy sometimes. Teachers didn't push him very hard. Many people kind of coddled him along life, and as a result, John was a bit lazy. Now, John did live past the 20s. He lived into his 40s, but it was rather sad because John never took any initiative. Like I said, he was a bit lazy, and he became an alcoholic. People are cruel sometimes. In our gospel lesson, people were cruel to this man. And we ask, why? Why does this kind of thing happen? Why these impediments? Why these injuries? Why this crisis that we're going through? Why did God make me the way that I am? Why did God make my loved one the way that he or she is? Why do these things happen? And you know the truth? It really doesn't matter. It did not matter to Jesus that this man had any kind of impediments. Jesus saw him as a person and had compassion on him. He spoke to the man, or he touched the man, and he spoke to the man and said, "Be open." And the man was healed. His ears were unstopped. His mouth was unstopped. He was able to hear. He was able to speak. And Jesus also told the man, "Do not say anything to anyone else at this time." But being opened, the man couldn't help himself. And so he told everyone what had happened. He told everyone what had happened to Jesus, or by Jesus, what Jesus had done for him. Now, for us, we do have impediments. We have physical ailments. We have physical impediments. And Jesus is able to heal those. And many of you have been through situations where you know that you couldn't have been healed unless God's loving hand was upon you. But more important than just the physical healing, God heals us spiritually. because we do have spiritual impediments. Maybe it's an impediment of spiritual hearing. My wife accuses me that I am losing my hearing already. She calls it selective hearing. but we have spiritual, maybe spiritual selective hearing as well then too. Many people don't hear those church bells ringing on Sunday morning. Or if they do, they roll over in bed or they run the other way. Many people can't hear the cries of other people in pain. We don't listen to the needs of people in our midst, of what people actually need, because we really don't want to help or get involved with their lives. Or maybe we have speech impediments. When it comes to talking about Christ, we become tongue-tied or just simply silent. We become mute. Or maybe we don't speak up in the face of injustice. Maybe we don't speak out of what is right. We have impediments in our spiritual health. But Jesus comes to us and he says, "Be opened." And we are healed. And we truly have been healed. God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to come into the world. We have been redeemed. We have been saved. We have been healed. We have been made well. We have been forgiven. Christ tells us, be open. Be willing to listen to what God has in store for us. To listen to the cries of those who are in pain. To listen to the needs of others. And to be able to speak, to proclaim that message of Jesus Christ. Maybe using words, but maybe also to speak in our own actions of how we help and what we do in our daily lives. This is Labor Day weekend. And we ask God, God, how can I serve you in my daily work? How can I serve you in all things that I do? God calls us or tells us, he heals us. Be open. When we are open, we hear the words of Christ, and we speak those words of Christ. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.